It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. And your host today is Leslie Carrier.
Southwest Missouri is well known for its collaborative efforts with governmental entities, nonprofit organizations, and other agencies. One such example of these collaborative efforts is a new website that was recently launched called Southwest Missouri Counts. Catherine Wall, who is a public health information administrator for the Springfield Greene County Health Department, is with us today to tell us more about this website and also why the information is so important to all of us. So thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Just tell us about this website, how it got started, what the kind of original discussion was about this, and who all is involved?
Well, Southwest Missouri Counts actually got its start by way of a small community transformation grant, and that was through the CDC, and that was applied for and received by the Healthy Living Alliance. So for those who don't know, HLA was originally a creation of the Ozarks Regional YMCA, Jordan Valley Community Health Center, and the Springfield Greene County Health Department. But really, since its inception, it has really grown and become something much bigger than our original, you know, dream for it. And then it has many, many more partners. In fact, far too many to even to list. So Southwest Missouri Counts began as a collective effort to improve our community in a measurable way. In the beginning, the website was really tailored more toward health data because that was kind of our natural, with being the health department involved, we naturally kind of shifted to that. But, you know, the more that we looked into the website, really dug in, we realized it had a lot more potential than just health data. It really could be a resource for the whole region for a lot of different indicators. So some of the data we have now that we've since included includes housing affordability and home ownership, median household income, and the unemployment rate. And then we also have a lot of really great county partners on board as well. There are seven counties right now working with us, and those are Polk, Dallas, Webster, Christian, Taney, Stone, and, of course, Greene County.
So besides those seven counties, there are obviously other organizations or agencies that are involved or that are supplying you information. Who are those other agencies involved with the program?
Well, as I said before, this website has a lot of potential for a variety of uses. So even though this program really is in its infancy, we've seen a lot of really variety of agencies who have come on board. And some of those include the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce, the Community Foundation of the Ozarks, and Borough Behavioral Health.
So if I were to go on the website today, what type of information would I find on it?
A really good variety. I've been in this job for about 2 months, and every day when I go on, I find something new. Because really, the fundamental idea behind Southwest Missouri Counts is that the more information that we have on the state of our community will result in a better community. That ranges from policymakers understanding the breadth and scope of the issues our citizens face to our local electorate having a clear picture of where we are now, which will better inform how we move forward.
So specifically for those who are in the governmental sector, say county planners or policymakers or administrators, how specifically can this website provide information to them for future planning purposes?
Well, it's a really good metric because it's not in a vacuum, for one. It's not just our data. You can also look at regional and national data. So we can have a better picture of how we compare and where we should improve. And it also, sometimes it's just really good to refresh your memory. I lived in this community my whole life, and so I think me, like a lot of people who've lived here, have, you know, very positive feelings about our community. We really love our community and think it's great. But sometimes it's good to remind ourselves that there are some issues that we face, and looking at that data and really looking at how we can improve fits that in.
So for a layperson, maybe somebody who doesn't need it for planning purposes, what would be some interesting categories or different sections of the website that might be of interest just to an individual person or somebody maybe looking for information for their family?
Well, you know, something that I found is our community is really data rich, but sometimes it can be really difficult to find if you don't already know where to look. So we hope that Southwest Missouri Counts will become a one-stop shop for everyone to get a clear and contextualized picture of our community. So that ranges from something like the childhood obesity rate to the air quality. All sorts of data. Really, you dream it, we probably have it. If you're wondering maybe what the pollen count is that day, that's something that's also on there.
So besides the agencies and the counties that you mentioned, I think it's possible then for other organizations to to submit content to that. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We are always looking for more data and encourage any organization with good, reliable, and valid data to contact us about how easy it is to be on the website.
So how is this program funded? You mentioned earlier that there was a grant. So is that grant run out after a certain amount of time, or what will be the long-term sustainability of this project?
That grant will last through 2016. And right now, we're currently working on a framework to figure out how to make that sustainable. We definitely want this to be something that community uses long into the future and really tracks and shows improvement. So we're working with a variety of different ways we want to look at how we continue to fund that. A lot of it will likely be the organizations that are part of it will help pay a little bit as well. We don't expect it'll ever be a website where someone would have to pay to use it as an individual user.
How do you anticipate growing this website in the future? What are the categories you'd like to add, perhaps?
Well, really, you name it, we want it. That's the great thing about being right on the base level of this. Really, it's in its infancy. There's so much possibility, so much potential for what we could do that we really want to hear from our community. What do they want? What are they interested in? What kind of data more than likely exists or reports exist or best policies exist that they want to know about? So really, if anyone's listening and thinks, well, maybe my organization should be part of this, they absolutely should reach out because more than likely we want them to be part.
Are there similar sites or programs like this across the country that you're kind of modeling this program after?
This is a national program. It's something that's all over the place. In fact, in the state of Kansas, the entire state, every single county uses this dashboard as a way to track their goals and their progress toward those goals. And the thing that we like about it is it's really customizable. So for how they're using it in Kansas won't necessarily be what we think it will work for Southwest Missouri, but it's a good way of really having everything in one place.
You mentioned the term dashboard, and that's something that appears on the website. Explain that so we understand what that means.
Well, it's just like the idea of a dashboard of your car. You check the dashboard of your car to see how fast you're going, your fuel level. It's a similar idea as a dashboard for our community. We want to look at our indicators. You know, how are we doing on as far as our mortality and morbidity rate? How are we doing in our child abuse rate? Thinking of things like our red flags and blue ribbons, how are we making progress on those? So it's a really good way. It's a multifunction website in that you can get a snapshot of where we're at, but you can also dig in a lot deeper and look at best practices to think about for the future and ways to really improve our community.
So give us the website address that people can access if they need more information on this.
Well, again, the name is Southwest Missouri Counts, and it's at swmocounts.org.
So if somebody wants to submit content to the website, how do they go about it, or who might they contact for that?
Well, you can find us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter, and that would also be SWMOCounts if you search that. And then also anyone can contact me with any kind of questions about it or wanting to get involved. My phone number is 417-874-1205, and my email address is kwall, K-W-A-L-L, at springfieldmo.gov.
So have you had any interesting anecdotes that have happened with people that have already accessed information on this that have made the website worthwhile?
Well, I can tell you about my own experience. I came on board about 2 months ago for the health department, and I was a reporter in a previous life, so data was really my wheelhouse. This is what I really enjoyed as part of the reporting process. So getting in and looking at the dashboard has been really interesting for me. I spent a lot of time working on child abuse issues when I was a reporter, and the thing that I really like about our dashboard is it has this tool called the Report Assistant. And so what you can do is go into that tool and search, for instance, child abuse. And that will show you whatever data we have, a listing of any kind of links we have on child abuse and neglect, and then also shows you local resources. If you're a person who maybe needs something, it's all right there in one place.
Well, thank you very much for being here today. Our guest has been Catherine Wall, the Public Health Information Administrator for the Springfield-Greene County Health Department. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others are available on the web at ksmu.org. Click on the series tab, then on Making Democracy Work.